NUE Mobile.
What's
what's happening here? What is... people from Campobello, South Carolina don't see things like this. People from Chicago see things like this. You ever been in one position?
Well, I could say yes up until the Chicago part. That kind of threw me off a little bit, but I could say I've been close.
Been a couple of times I've been there to where I just, you know, people like me don't see things like this. People from, you know, Iowa or Chicago or whatever, they're the ones that need to see things like this. But anyway, Daddy's thinking about buying him a truck. So I went down to the Dodge place with him today, looking at, you know, looking at another truck. And I'm gonna tell you what, them old boys there now, they proud of them. They proud of those trucks. I just, you know, as we went in and sat down with the salesman, young fella, he's probably 20. I said, okay, let's just, you know, let's don't play the game here. Just, I don't want to play good cop, bad cop. You go in there and talk with the manager and all that. What's the bottom dollar for the truck? And he said, that's it. We're not negotiating, not $1. He said it like that, not $1. That's the price of the truck. And Daddy just looked at me and I said, oh boy, y'all either starving to death or y'all just don't care. And he said, hey, that's the way it is. Take it or leave it. And I got up and walked out the store. I mean, walked out the door. And Dad come outside and said, hey, come on back in here and let's talk about this. And I said, hey, I ain't nothing else to say. $93,000 for a truck, and you ain't gonna give a dollar, not $1, he said.
Could almost buy a Peterbilt for that price.
No, you can't, bud. Peterbilt is about $500K nowadays.
Guess they're looking at it like you're either going to pay it or you ain't. If you don't pay it, somebody else will. Did you make a decision on it?
But it, like that, it ain't my truck. It's Daddy's. You know how I am, though. I just said, okay. I said, you're done. I'm done with you. So I just told Daddy, I said, hey, it's on you. It's your money, your truck. You know, you do what you want to do. But I just said, we bought seven vehicles from them over the past 10 or 15 years. And I just, you know, somebody says it like that, he wasn't hateful about it. He was just like, I'm getting it out of my mouth. I didn't get it out of my mouth. No, not $1. That's the price of the truck. So I just said, okay, well, I'm done, just like that. I'm done. I got up, walked out the door. Hey, ain't nothing else to say as far as I'm concerned.
Supply and demand for that price to jump up like that, because I just can't see inflation doing that. Well, I don't know. Mary think that. Where do you think it's from, the price hike?
All I can say, but we when we got there, we want to test drive the truck, Nope, can't test drive it because it's got a safety recall on it. Can't leave the lot. If you want to drive it around in the parking lot, you can drive it around in the parking lot because of the safety recall. Okay, well, when's the safety recall going to be fixed on it? Well, Dodge is saying, you know, up to 50 days. Now, did you hear that? You're going to pay that for the truck, and you can't take it, you can't even drive it? What the heck? And he's just like, well, hey, what's the problem with that? I've just looked at him like, I ain't know what to think. So that's how it started today. I got out of my truck and stepped right into the twilight zone, and I ain't figured out how to get out of it yet.
Hopefully you're already at home in bed and this is all a dream, huh?
I still got about a mile to go. So I'm doing about 30 miles an hour, so nothing happens in that mile because I don't think I can take no more, but I'm telling you, it's been one of those days.
Just find you anywhere you go, don't it?
Yeah. KO4NUE, KO4QLG. No, you're right. It does. But I don't know, you know. I'm used to it by now. Now, see here? At the end of the driveway, I ain't even got into the driveway. Hang on a minute. Let me get him out, run out of the driveway. KO4NUE, you still in there, Chris?
Waiting for you to clear the driveway. KO4QOG.
Teenagers out there at the end of the driveway smoking. I don't know what they're smoking, but it's just, you know, here we go. All right, but I'm tired. I'm on going in the house and secure more than my station, if you know what I mean. I'm done. I don't know what in the world's going on, but I'm ready for it today to be over with.
The second thought when you wake up in the morning and just think, maybe I ought not to get out of bed today, just stay in bed for a day or two. Maybe that black cloud will move on out of the way.
Shop in the morning, sit down in the chair, and I'm not going to even turn the lights on because I'm afraid I'll tear something up. So, all right, but I'm going to clear on out. I'll call you in the morning and let you know what's going on, but KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Get you some good rest. KO4QOG, I'm clear too.